The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where 2026 begins in the high school basketball season. As this evening in the NEKL, it'll be ACCHS playing host to Mar Hill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the CARE Sports Studios. Tom Couch with you here courtside. It is so good to be with you here tonight. Public address and answer. Introducing those starters, and we're about ready to get underway with what has been one of the long-time rivalries when they were in a conference together, when they were not across the county, not very far apart. And these two teams love to get together and play one another. Let's take a quick look at the starters. First of all, for the visitors from MHMA and head coach Luke Knoll, it'll be Capri Kekener and Hannah Cootie, Lucy Bradfield, Megan Huntley, and Caitlin Folsom. For ACCHS and their head coach, Andrew Eckert, it'll be Cadice Foltz and Jenna Larson. You're going to have Lucy Keimig, Madison Martin, and Addison Crockett. That all said, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Tip-off for the ladies' game, the first of our doubleheaders with the guys coming up after this. We'll be back with that right after it.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7777.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Hey, welcome back again to Effingham, Kansas. We're set to go with the tip for the ladies' game. ACCHS hosting MHMA in 2026, getting underway in a big, big hurry. Tonight, high school hoops. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball. We'll be talking about that as the evening wears on. But right now, the official in the center circle. The ball goes up, the tip is away, and it'll be controlled down by the Lady Ravens. We are underway. MHMA will feed over to the left side. The shot from underneath by Cody misses, the follow shot misses, and we get a whistle. No foul. They're going to say a clean block. And the Lady Ravens are going to come up with a loose basketball, and it's going to be tipped away, and the Tigers are going to clear it down. Scoreless, a half a minute into the ball game, and here comes Ava Spear into the forecourt. Ava will bring it down, cross the center, work her way down the middle, dumps it over to the right side, gets it there to Foltz. Cadiz back out on top. That's going to be Lucy Keimig with it. Dumps it over to the right side. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll be off MHMA. Lady Ravens will be putting it, or the Lady Tigers will be putting the ball in play right in front of the Lady Raven bench to the right. The inbound is going to be off the toe of Ava Spears. She boots it like a soccer player, and it's going to go out of bounds into the corner. Back up with will come Moore Hill Mount Academy. For the Tigers tonight, not turning it over is going to be very, very important. And here's Cody. She'll lob it into the corner. Bradfield kicks it out to the wing. Looking into the middle is going to be the Ravens across, cutting back to the left. Little underhand scoop shot is going to be up and good. First bucket of the ball game will belong to Kickner. Early lead for MHMA. It is 2-0. We're a little over a minute in. Full court pressure applied for the Lady Ravens. Tigers trying to get some help in the backcourt, and Coach Eckert sees that his team is going to have to get that ball in and get it into the forecourt, and he's going to take a quick timeout. Let's take a break with him at 6:49 to go. We're in the opening quarter in Effingham. It is MHMA leading 2-0.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
We come to Effingham, Kansas. Lady Tigers put in the ball and play, and they'll have it on offense. Out on top is going to be Spears. She lobs it down low, tries to get it to Martin. Does. Madison's shot is up. It's going to be deflected, and the rebound is going to be pulled down off the floor. There's a travel up the court. No whistle. Outlet. Here's Cody. Her running shot way too hard. They're going to say she was fouled. Anna Cody going to be coming to the free throw line for the Lady Ravens, one of the seniors on this MHMA team. Cody is a senior. And Caitlin Folsom, the other starting senior for Moore Hill Mount Academy. First free throw coming up here for Hannah. She'll launch it. It's just going to be a wee bit short. One more shot coming up for the Lady Ravens. 6:22 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0. Visitors out in front. Cody will eye it up. Three hard dribbles with the right hand. Second one puts a little bit more behind it. Knocks it in. 3-0. MHMA. And again, Ravens apply full court pressure. The Tigers fighting to get it up the floor and will. And it's going to be snuck up on from behind and not free. Stolen away. Here come the Ravens. Cody's going to take it down the right side. Hard dribbles. Goes in. Goes up. Wild shot. Hits the bottom of the rim. Caroms away. Tigers are going to come up with a basketball. Here's Ava Spear with it in the backcourt. Kicks it over to Bolts, who will handle the ball. And briskly bring it into the forecourt, taking it down the right side. Stomped at the 28-foot line. Now looks into the middle. It's going to need some help again. Somebody's going to have to move to bail her out. She's standing there, and she gets no assistance. Finally, lobs it on top, and a good break. Allows it to bounce into the arms of her teammate, Addison Crockett. No, that's not going to be Addison. It's going to be Riley. Riley Anderson out there now. Coming out of the timeout. 5:40 to go. Drive again. Hook shot up by Martin. Way short. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Kickner. She'll drive this thing down the court. Bounce it over to the left side. Little extra step by Hundley. No travel. The shot is going to go up. We've got a whistle. We got a foul, and we're going to get free throws for the Ravens. The whistle is going to be on the Tigers' Ava Spear. It's going to be her second foul, or it's going to be her first foul, the Tigers' second. And back to the free throw line will be the Lady Ravens, and looking for a couple of shots here. It's going to be Kickner. First one, airborne, not going to go in. Hits the back of the rim, carries back to her. MHMA is going to make their first substitution of the game. They're going to pull Cody out of the ball game, and in for her will come Audrey Hill. So Audrey will check in. Audrey, another one of the many juniors on this team. Second free throw is up, and it'll roll and roll and roll out. No good. Rebound at Tigers, sweep down the board. And now the ball is going to be loose. Nice scrum for the basketball on the floor. ACCHS comes up with it. And I'm going to tell you, our crew here tonight is allowing plenty of movement, plenty of contact, and plenty of, let's call it athletic play, for lack of a better adjective. 5:15 to go in quarter number one, 3-0. Lady Ravens out in front. Top side, it goes to Madison Martin. She'll dribble it shoulder high, works her way over to the left side, swings it over to the edge down to Fultz. Fultz looks in, being guarded very closely by Hundley. Here's the feed down to the baseline. The ball stripped away. Picked back up by Martin. Her follow shot no good, but Madison will be coming to the free throw line. Our official walks over and lets us know that for the Ravens, it'll be Lucy picking up that foul. Granville, foul number one. Ravens, foul number one. Just inside five to go in the first quarter. At the line for Atchison County, it'll be Madison Martin. Madison will square up, put this one up, but it's going to be well short. These two teams in the early going, shaking off those holiday blues a little bit as they're having trouble getting it in the basket. One more shot coming up here for Madison. Puts a little more on that one, knocks it down. Tigers are on the board for the first time tonight. They trail 3-1. 4:58 to go in the opening quarter. Martin will check out of the ball game for ACCHS. Down with an Audrey Hill handle of the ball. She's running this club from the point. Feeds it over to the right side. Hunley kicks it back behind her. Way out on top. The three-pointer launched. Air ball strong. Picked up Kickner. Rolls it around the rim. No good. Tigers are going to board this thing down. Here comes ACCHS, and here comes Ava Spear. Ava brings it up with a very deliberate dribble with the right hand. Got a waist-high, very hard dribble. Lobs it over to the left side, taking it way out on the elbow. For the Tigers, is going to be Emma Stevens. And the ball's going to be knocked away. You can hear maybe Coach Andrew Eckert in the background, as it is a very sparsely populated gym here tonight. Telling your team, Ava, get that thing. Go ahead and take it down. Drive it toward the baseline. Drive it toward the rim. Tigers will be inbounding it at their end. And we're going to get another Atchison County timeout. Taking another break, Joseph, now with a 4:23 mark of quarter number one in Effingham, Kansas, where it is the Lady Ravens of Mariel Mount Academy 3, ACCHS 1.
I'm Emma Langley with Higher Power Grooming, just 8 miles northwest of Atchison. As a family-owned and fear-free certified business, we treat every pet like our own. From baths, haircuts, blow-drying and brushing, to nail trims and de-shedding packages, we do it all to keep your pets looking and feeling their best. Call or text us today at 785-741-5776 or email higherpowergrooming@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow Higher Power Grooming on Facebook and Instagram.
Coming out of the timeout, let's see what the Tigers have cooked up as an inbound play, and it's going to be launched way out on top. Fultz will take it, starts on the right side of the lane. A defender reaches in, and the jump ball is going to be called as Kechner reaches in and gets a hand of the basketball. All in a possession. Off the jump ball, back it will come to the Lady Tigers. Is Ava going to put it in play? No. She's going to be checking out of the game and in for Atchison County. Now we're going to get a freshman. That's going to be Allison Drimmel coming in. 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. Drimmel brings it in. Three-point shot. Pop, too strong. Rebound is going to be allowed to dribble out of bounds, and the Tigers will turn it over. 4:15 to go in quarter number one. Look out of the court. The players, a lot of smiles, a lot of grins. I'm not sure they're quite as focused maybe as you would want them to be here in the first game of the second semester. Here's Audrey Hill with it. Kicks it over to the left side. The skip to the block. Backing in. Hook shot for Folsom. It's going to be lost out of bounds, and Tiger got a hand on it. Batted it away. Back it'll come into the Lady Ravens at the baseline. We're over halfway through the opening quarter of the girls' game. Again, the boys' game coming up after this one, so don't get away. Inbound comes out on top. The step inside, the drive, the pull-up from a short 12. It's off the rim 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, and no good. Tigers are going to rebound it down and reach again with an aggressive reach, but apparently no foul called on Phoebe Kechner. So Phoebe will lose the ball out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball, and again, they'll be battling against full-court pressure. It comes into Emma. Stevens brings it back to Fultz. Fultz triple-teamed in the backcourt, and the Tigers will finally get it across the timeline, but as they do, we're going to have a foul called on the Mariel Mount Academy. It'll be the first foul of the game for Hannah Cody, who's just come back in. And the official tricked me. I thought it was 55, but instead, now that they use the big numbers, they're using both hands, and I hate it. There should be no basketball number larger than 5. I'm just going to make that statement loud and clear right here, right now. Here we come. Up the court, whether it'll be MHMA off the missed Tiger shot. Underhill will pick it over to the right side, rotate it out on top. Folsom, he'll go three. Air ball lands out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. 3:28 to go, and what has not been an offensive Donnybrook so far. 3-1 is the MHMA lead, and now the ball is going to be stripped away from the Tiger. 5 feet underneath, all alone. No one around, and an easy layup for Hannah Cody. Hannah will have her third point of the game. She is the leading scorer so far tonight. The ball for the Tigers still in the backcourt, having trouble getting it up the floor. And are we getting another Tiger timeout? Yeah. We'll get the third timeout of the first 5 minutes of the ballgame for the Tigers. Break Joseph, 3:07 to go in the first. It is MHMA 5, ACCHS 1.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Three minutes and 7 to go in the opening quarter of the girls' game. ACCHS checked out of the home whites with orange and black lettering and trim for the Tigers of traveling black with gold and white. Audrey Hill walked down to She's got to be, I don't know if they're going to move her to the 2 or the 1. And again, the Tigers are going to face the full court pressure. Trouble with the basketball in the backcourt. The ball's going to be knocked away and stripped and stolen. And here goes Capri. She'll miss her layup uncontested, but coming in late, there's going to be a Tiger foul. And Capri is going to make her way to the free throw line. She seems delighted to be coming to the line with this. And here is going to be the first foul of the ball game for Cadiz Fultz. Tiger team foul 3. Free throw. Yes. And Capri has her third point of the ball game. She's now tied with Hannah Cody. 3 points each. ACCHS is going to rotate a couple of players in and out prior to the second free throw. Madison Martin will return to the fray. One more shot coming up, and it is up, and it is in. So Kechner with 4, and it is now 7-1. MHMA, 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And again, the Tigers finding the full court pressure insurmountable. And now Capri reaches into the backcourt with an aggressive move and will collect the foul. So for Kechner, it'll be foul number 1, and team fouls are even at 3 each. Again, the Tigers will bring it in the backcourt. That's a little bounce pass. That's a bit risky. And now the pass over to Ava mishandles it. And as the Tigers steal the ball away, it's going to come back again to the free throw line. We'll have a foul on Atchison County. This one is going to be on Emma Stevens. And again, Capri Kechner, who is a really, really good free throw shooter. She's coming to the line already 2 of 2 at the stripe here in the opening quarter. This one is up, and it will kick away. It fails. Kechner with one more shot. 7-1. MHMA in the ladies game here in this NEKL contest. Second free throw fails also. And Emma rebounds it down. The Lady Ravens are all about reaching. Very few fouls have been called in this one so far. Now, for some reason, Ava picks up the dribble standing in the center circle. And she's in deep trouble. Has the ball slapped out of her hand. Goes into the backcourt to try to retrieve it. Two defenders circle around her. She throws it out, and it's going to be taken down by the Ravens. They'll feed it over to Kechner. It's going to get through her hands and out of bounds. And Capri loses the ball. It'll be turned back over to ACCHS. 2:27 to go. Lucy Bradfield comes back into the game. Also, Megan Hunley returns. So Coach Knoll is reintroduced to starting 5 on the floor. And the Tigers are going to break it into the forecourt. Nice fast break job. And here's a running shot up and off the window and good. Emma Stevens for 2. It is now 7-3. Just over 2 minutes left in quarter one. Morehill Mount Academy, the lead and the ball. They'll swing it left to Lucy. Comes out on top, Hannah, into the lane. Heckner, she'll turn and shoot and miss. And the rebound battle for, and it's going to be taken down by the Ravens. The feed into the lane. The shot is up, wide to the left side. Rebounded back down again by the Ravens. Top side it goes. Here goes Folsom. No. Her pass in the middle, batted. Saved underneath. Cody shoots. Air ball strong. Rebound. Folsom loses out of bounds. Zone's going to save it. It comes off the official. I don't know what took so long for somebody to know the official had to carry him off his shoulder and come back into the field of play. Now, the Tigers will inbound it. I guess the officials, oh, a steal and a turnaround shot. Cody misses the point-blank layup. Rebound Tigers. Taken away again by the Ravens. Now bodies are all over the floor. The ball's going to go out of bounds and again. MHMA turns it back over. More turnovers and points by a wide margin in the opening quarter here tonight with a minute 27 to go in the opening quarter. 7-3, Lady Ravens in front. This time Madison Martin at 6 foot plus dribbles it up the floor. She gets bumped, going to step on the far sideline. And so that effort at bringing it up the floor does not succeed, and the Ravens will have it back again. Pretty much the entire game has been played on the offensive end for Morehill Mount Academy. 1:23 to go in the first. Ravens bring it in. Cody comes out on top to Hundley. She'll start right, drive left, little bounce pass. Mishandled a little bit by Bradfield, but Lucy's able to corral it. Gets it over to Hannah. She'll go three. No. Rebound, Tigers. Tigers with a basketball, and here comes Ava Spear. She'll bring it up the court, watching the basketball as she dribbles with a minute to go in the first. Pulls up her dribble again at the center circle. Swings it over to the left side to Fultz. Cadiz will start toward the baseline. Loses the handle a little bit, tries to pass into the middle, and the pass is going to be misjudged. Here comes the Ravens outlet all alone. Cody shot deflected. There's going to be a foul called on Ava Spear. It'll be her second here in this first quarter, and we are in the last minute of that first quarter. And for MHMA, still more free throws. These will be free throws 7 and 8 of the opening quarter. Hannah Cody is 1 of 2 at the line here tonight. 7-3 is your score. Free throw rolls in. Hannah with her 4 points has now tied Capri Keckner. Those two have 4 apiece, and yes, the quick math means that is all of the Ravens scoring so far. No points yet for Bradfield, Hundley, or Folsom. Second free throw. There it is. So Cody makes it a 9-3 Raven lead at 47 seconds left in the first. The inbound is going to be turnover for the Tigers. Ravens are going to have it back right in front of the Tiger bench in their forecourt. Less than a second elapses. Here's Folsom. She'll launch a three. Nah. Rebound, Atchison County. Fultz coming down with the board. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Races down the left side. Takes it down the side of the lane where it's going to be stripped out of her hand. Brought back up by the Ravens. Driving down. No one with her. And the easy layup for Keckner. 11-3. Tigers just battling to get the ball just into the forecourt. And again, lots of pushing and shoving. And there's another foul. Hannah will pick up her second. And again, these officials are letting them play a little bit here as the calendar has turned to 2026. And we've got 20 seconds left. The ball is going to be slapped away, taken by the Ravens. The feed to Cody. She'll drive in 4 steps later, shoots, and it does not go in, but we're going to get a foul call. The whistle is going to be on Lucy Kynick of Atchison County. Coming to the free throw line for MHMA again is going to be Hannah Cootie, who's been very good. 3 out of 4 at the line. You'll take 3 quarters. This one will not go in. 13 seconds left in the first. Take it her time. Eyeing it. Sending it skyward and in. It is 12-3. Tigers are going to have to hurry to get this into the forecourt. The ball comes in, and we're going to get a jump ball call. Possession, Lady Raven. Coach is going to make a substitution, Coach Eckert. He's going to get Annabelle Kessinger into the game. Madison Martin coming out. getting short minutes right now. So you've got Riley Anderson and Annabelle Kessinger in the game for Atchison County. 9 seconds. Now at 8. Here's Cody. Dribbles to the top. Swings it to the right. Kettner goes 3. Nope. Rebound, Tigers. They'll come down with a basketball as the opening quarter draws to a close. We'll be back here in Effingham, Kansas, going to the second quarter of the girls' game. It's Moore Hill Mount Academy 12, ACCHS 3.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Welcome back. We're in Effingham, Kansas tonight. First game of 2026. Guys' game coming up after this one. The girls' game getting set to go to the second quarter with the visitors from our Hillmount Academy enjoying a 12-3 lead. And MHMA led by a duo. It's Capri Keckner and Hannah Cody, each with 6. For the Tigers, Emma Stevens with 2, and Madison Martin has the other Tiger point. The boys' game will be coming up at the conclusion of this one. And then tomorrow, we got a bit of a roadie. One of the most historic towns around. We're going to be over in Fulton, Missouri tomorrow afternoon. And the Benedictine Ravens will begin the second semester at William Woods. Tigers are inbounded. It's loose on the floor, nearly stolen. Capri Keckner rolling around on the floor. Now she gets back to her feet, reaches in, and little pushing, little shoving, and where's the foul coming? Dwayne comes over and says the whistle is going to be on. Is it going to be on? Megan? Yeah. Megan Huntley picking up her first foul. And again, for MHMA, it is very aggressive basketball. Coach Newell's got to just, like, chase the ball, reaching, grabbing, pushing for it. Here's a lob into the middle. It's going to be way too short. And the Ravens are going to seal down the loose ball. 7:40 to go in the first. Here's Audrey Hill. She's got the start in the second quarter. Starts left, comes back right, starts down the lane, stops there, dumps it left. The shot by Huntley rolls around, and it goes in. How about that, Megan Huntley? She's gotten on the board for the first time today. Pushing it to a double-digit lead. It is now 14-3. Tigers with it in the backcourt. And Ava Spear loses it, picks it up, and gets it across midcourt. Mishandled, and Atchison County is going to turn it back over. Running shot, Keckner, no. Rebound, Spear. And defenders on her, leaning on her, reaching in. And she stumbles forward, but gets the dribble alive and brings the ball up the floor. Now Spear holding up the dribble again, very high near midcourt, is able to get it away. Swings it over to the left side, into the hands of Lucy Kaimi. Kaimi kicks it over to the left side. That's going to be Allison. Dribble, long cross-court pass, anticipated and stolen. Keckner, it's a jailbreak and an easy 2. Capri collecting her 8 points of the first half. 6:40 to go in the first half. Tigers look to bring it up the floor. They hold up the dribble in the backcourt. Got to get it across the timeline. That clock is running, and the Tigers are going to take another timeout. We're doing it. Taking a break. 6.5 to go in the half. It is Moore Hill Mount Academy 16, Atchison County 3.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Back with you in Effingham, Kansas, where with 6:30 to go in the opening half, the Lady Ravens have pushed to a 16-3 lead. Welcome back. Extending greetings to all of our many fans who joining us again here in semester 2. You know, we got a lot of listeners out there tonight, and happy to have you with us. Heard that Dean is sitting at home this evening and got his, probably got his feet up on the ottoman and kick back. And Dean, it's good to have you along here tonight. Hope you're enjoying the ball game. 16-3, Lady Tigers trailing. They'll get the ball in play, bring it into the forecourt. There's a travel, and there's going to be the whistle. I didn't think it was going to happen there for a while. It was not very quickly blown. And Finley will bring it in. Audrey Hill, she's bringing it up. Here comes Audrey. Little left-hand dribble, very deliberate dribble. Changes hands, works toward the right side. Feeds in the middle of Folsom. She'll go from 10. Missed it. Rebound, pulling it down, Tigers. Madison Martin to sweep down the board, and Ava Spear coming up the floor with it. MHMA has dropped the full court pressure right now. Here's a feed down to the baseline. The pass across to I'm not sure whom, and the ball is going to be stolen away. Ravens back up the court with it. Inside six to go in the half. Audrey Hill again into the forecourt. Starts left, comes right. Kennedy, what we've seen from her in her possessions of the basketball so far. She starts left but prefers the right side. Here's his 12-footer up, air ball, rebounding it back down off the Cody Miz. Here comes Atchison County. Fultz will bring it into the forecourt. Drives right, picked up on a double team, puts up a running shot that misses. The rebound is going to be tipped again and cleared away. Here comes Henley, jailbreak. Nobody with her. Mishandles the dribble a little bit, but is able to recover and knock it down. Nice job by Megan to lose the handle on it, but able to go back and recover it off the dribble and still go up and lay it in. 18-3, Ravens. 5:10 to go in the first half. Tigers still at the backcourt. Going to have to get it across the timeline, and they will, throwing it right near the hands of a Raven player. It's going to be Cody. She'll come down, go in, go up, and can't hit the layup. She throws her head skyward. She knows she should have hit that one, but she'll get a couple of free throws out of the deal and come down the line right here. Inside 5 minutes to go in the half. The foul is going to be on the Tigers. It'll be the second of the ball game by Lucy Kymink. It'll be the first of the second quarter by Atchison County. I'm looking at Capri holding an ice bag on the top of her head. I find that interesting. Here's a free throw. Hits the back of the rim and it's no good. I think it must be a cooling technique. Now, Capri comes back into the game along with Lucy Bradfield. Out of the lineup will come Megan Hunley and Caitlin Folsom. Lady Ravens scoring. 8 for Keckner, 6 for Cody, and the other 4 by Megan Hunley. First free throw did not go. Second free throw for Hannah, yeah, won't go either. And anyway, the Tigers are going to rebound it down. ACCHF up the floor. They'll try to drive inside. They're going to have trouble in the middle. It looks like that defense is just too active. They're going to have to find a perimeter shot. Here's the ball stolen down the court. Running left-handed shot. It's going to be up and good. 2 points for Cody. And she and Capri Keckner continue to battle for that scoring lead. It is 20-3. Each of them have 8. 4:20 to go in the first half. And as the Tigers come into the forecourt, the ball is stripped away. Here's Hannah Cody. Nobody down there with her. Up and in. And as the Tigers turn it over, it is turning into easy backcourt layups for the Lady Ravens. 4 minutes to play. And here's an upcourt pass, stolen away, easily anticipated. Keckner will drive down, puts up the shot but misses, and they're going to call a check. The foul in the middle will be the third on Ava Spear. Was that the fourth? Really? I thought that was only her third. Do you have Ava for 4 or 3? Is that Ava's fourth? Okay, I missed one. Okay. So Ava has her fourth foul. The Tigers have their second of the quarter. And Capri's free throw will bounce a couple of times. It will contact nothing other than air and roll out of bounds. So, one more shot coming up for Keckner. A couple of more right-handed dribbles. She'll do better this time. And it rolls around and goes in this time. So, Capri will hit one of the two, get her ninth point, and it goes down to 23-3. Atchison County has not scored in almost a full quarter. And here's the ball stolen. Cody's shot misses. Keckner's follow doesn't. 25-3. 3:40 to go in the first half. And as the ball goes into the forecourt, that could have been over and back, but maybe she didn't have the ball across the timeline. The Tigers still have got to get it across, and they will do a nice pass. And the feed down low is stolen. The outlet to Cody, who had already broken to the other end of the floor. She will turn and spin and shoot and score. 27-3. 3:10 left. The upcourt pass is batted away, stolen by the Tigers. And now it's going to be knocked back free. And ACCHS, three-point shot. Oh, it rims out. It's on the floor, being kicked around and picked up by Audrey Hill. Audrey will back her way into the forecourt. Lob it out on top to Hannah. 2 minutes and 40 to go in the first. Cody will go into the lane, have the ball blocked, and they will say there was contact on the hand, and a couple of more free throws coming up for Hannah. Hannah goes out of bounds thinking there was no contact and that she's coming to the line or going to inbound, but our official will let us know that, in fact, a foul is called on Allison for Atchison County, and Dremel will have her first. Cody's free throw. Yes. It is a two-horse race for the scoring honors here tonight with Capri Keckner with 10, but now 13 for Hannah Cody. The only other MHMA player to have scored, four for Megan Hundley. Second free throw. That was well short. Rebound underneath. Feed to Folsom. She's alone. Shoots it completely over the rim. And the Ravens are going to the Tigers are going to rebound this thing down. Here comes Atchison County up the floor. And Keckner, against a much slower player, is able to catch her from behind, steal it away. And Cody all alone again with the bunny. MHMA has not probably hit a shot. They may have hit one or two that has been over 5 feet from the rim, probably. 2 minutes to go in the first half. 30-3. Atchison County has not scored in this corner, and now they'll turn it over. 1:50 to go. And we get a timeout. Ravens. Coach Noel got something he wants to talk about. We're going to let him. With 1:56 to go, timeout on the floor here in the opening half. It is Lady Ravens 30, Atchison County 3.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Well, coming out of the timeout, the Ravens will have the ball on the forecourt, and it's Audrey putting it in. She'll dump it over to the left side. Keckner across, out on top. Folsom still looking for her first point. She'll go from 13. Can't hit it. Rebound, Atchison County. With 1:40 to play in the first half, ACCHS continues to look for his first point of the second quarter. They'll bring the ball up on the top, and the pass in the middle is going to be knocked free and stolen. And it's Folsom. Comes up with a steal. A Tiger defender reaches in, and Aubrey Wiedemeyer, the sophomore, will pick up the foul. Ravens again will be putting it in by the scorer's table. Out on top to Folsom. 1.5 to go. Here's a three for Keckner. It's good. So Capri, that is the first three-point bucket by either team tonight with 1:20 to go in the half. 33-3. Tigers have been outscored, 21-0? And now here's a steal and the easy layup, and there's the first point of the ball game for Caitlin Folsom with 1:10 to go in the first half. 35-3. 1 minute left. First half. Kitties Fulch jumps it left side. Emma, Stevens' pass is going to be stolen. Here come the Ravens with the steal, with the runner, with the shot. It's up and good. Huntley with a half a dozen. 37-3. So it's been a 25-0 second quarter. We're in the last minute of it. Tigers right side. Running shot, no. Rebound off the floor, Ravens. They'll race it up the court with a half a minute to go and lead it by 35. The feed, left side, shot is up, missed the layup. But Folsom will get free throws, I think, out of that. And my mouth was wrong as I was quickly thinking. 34 is all the lead is. Not 35, only 34. The foul is going to be on Atchison County, and it will be on Riley Anderson. And Kaelin Folsom at the line. First shot. Rolls around and around and goes in. ACCHS will make a couple of changes. Ashley Trischel, the sophomore, comes in. Going to get Annabelle Kessinger back in, the freshman. Second free throw's up, rolls off, no good. Rebound underneath, followed up, missed. Rebound, Folsom follows up, missed. Rebound underneath, followed up, and finally gotten. Capri Keckner, after the team got multiple opportunities from beneath the goal, makes it 40-3. 13 seconds left in the opening half. Tigers with one more opportunity to score here in the second quarter. 6 seconds, five, the feed, the shot is up, rims out. Rebound, Ravens, 2 seconds, one, and there's a shot three-quarters of the length of the court that went about a quarter of the length of the court, and that will bring us to the end of the half. We'll be back and summarize it for you. The teams are headed for their locker room with a score. Morehead Academy 40, Atchison County 3.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hey, back with you here. Effingham, Kansas, says the ladies' teams have come to halftime, and the visitors from Marhill Mount Academy with a substantial lead. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for MHMA, the race is on. And candidly, the only question tonight is, which will be the higher score? Capri Keckner, who has 16, or Hannah Cody, who has 15? Second Huntley has 6, and Caitlin Folsom, 3 in the first half. For Atchison County, coming off the bench, Emma Stevens has 2. The other point for the Tigers belongs to Madison Martin. She was 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Fouls, well, for the Tigers, you've got Ava Spear, their senior starting point guard. She has 4. No other player on either team with more than 2 fouls. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we'll have the boys game coming up next here on Care Radio, and then we'll be talking about it as the games and the games wear on. We have Benedictine basketball tomorrow afternoon as 2026 gets underway with a full head of steam. Right now, though, we're going to take a break. Intermission in Effingham, Kansas. We'll be back with the second half of the ladies' game, but right now, that halftime score, Barnhill Mount Academy 40, ACCHS 3. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studios with a Happy New Year halftime.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24-7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball action. We'll be returning to Tomcats courtside with the Marhill Mount Academy ACCHS game. Taking a look at the Care Country schedule, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you tomorrow, starting at 2 p.m. as the Ravens are on the road in Fulton, Missouri, taking on William Woods. Join us for the call. Like I said, women's game at 2 p.m. Mem will take to the court right around 4 p.m. on our sister stations, KNZA and KMZA. That would be 92.1 KMZA and KNZA 103.9. I got slightly tongue-tied there. We're going to have K-State men's basketball versus BYU. Tip-off is at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon, but tune in right around 11:30 to make sure that you get all the pregame show. Also on the network on KMZA and KLZA, that would be, again, 92.1 FM. And then, of course, KLZA, which would be our sister station over on 101.3 FM. We'll have Kansas City Chiefs football at the Las Vegas Raiders. Kickoff will be announced. It's a five-hour game coming up on Sunday. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy. Powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Taking a look around the area, we've got the Jackson Heights-Horton game at the half in the girls' game. It is Horton on top at this instance, 29-18. In the Hiawatha-Holton game, Hiawatha is leading at the half, 28-16. And in this game, we've got Marhill Mount Academy girls at 40 with the ACCHS Tiger girls at 3. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 23 tonight under overcast skies, winds out of the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 43 tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Lows dip down to about 25 tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Cloudy skies Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Upper 40s Sunday, upper 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 29 and cloudy in downtown Atchison. It feels like 21 out there with the winds out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity 82%. The dew point 24 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 29.99 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to Effingham, Kansas, where Morehill Mount Academy had the ball to start things, hit a quick bucket, and they have taken it back. Jumper from the outside. Misses. Rebound. Pulled down by the Tigers. Again, plenty pushing and shoving, but the Asher County is going to clear the way and bring it up the floor. 7-11 to go in the third quarter. 42-3. Morehill Mount Academy with the lead. Good to have you back with us. Guys, game coming up after this one. And tomorrow, it is going to be Benedictine basketball as the Ravens begin. 2026 on the road. We're going to be with them over in Fulton, Missouri. Ravens are going to be at William Woods. Cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Keckner. She'll drive and shoot and score. So Keckner and Cody go back and forth and back and forth, and now they are at 18 and 17. Each, 44-3. Atchison County's last score came with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's a feed underneath the shot. Madison Martin, it won't go in. Rebound, Ravens. Here comes Keckner. It's a two-on-one break. She'll dump it over to the left side to Cody. Falling away, misses. Rebound, Ravens. Feed to the left side, Hundley. It's short. Rebound, falling down on top. Keckner, she'll launch it short. Rebound, pulled down by the Ravens. They'll launch it long. Rebound, pulled down, and we have a foul. Let's see where this one's going to go. Our official hands over to the scorer's table here. Let's see what he's got to tell us. The foul is going to be on Madison Martin. It'll be her first of the ball game and the first foul of the second half by either team. The inbound is going to be batted away, loose on the floor, but saved. Ravens are keeping under control. Here's Hundley to Keckner. The feet underneath. All alone, Folsom misses the layup. Rebound, Tigers. Here comes ACCHS. They'll run down the floor and falling down, launching a shot. It misses. Rebound. Back the other way. Cody, no travel, no whistle. Out on top. Folsom goes three. There it is. How about that? Caitlin Folsom. She doubles her game scoring number with that shot, making it 47-3, and we're at the 5-10 mark of quarter three. Ava Spear, got to be very careful out there, playing with four personal fouls. Has a ball on top. Keckner dives in on her. Knocks Ava to the floor. And do we have a foul call? No. Apparently, you're going to call a jump ball. Spear comes up holding her elbow. You can see a big bruise already coming on. Inbound, it comes right side. They pass up the three. The ball gets double-teamed in the corner. The officials call for a jump ball. And Tigers are going to turn it back over. Clock rolling along at 4 minutes and 20 to go. Third quarter. Coming into the ballgame for the Tigers, it's going to be Allison Dermo, but the freshman is very confused, got her hands extended, palms skyward, asking Coach, where do you want me, Coach? And there she assumes her spot at the two. Audrey Hill feeds in the middle of Folsom. Underneath it goes. Phoebe, nope. Rebound underneath. Raven's going to have it. No travel, no whistle. The shot is up by Folsom. It misses. Rebounding it down is going to be the Tigers. And again, reaching and pushing it. Now the ball is going to be batted away, out back on top. Here's Folsom, comes over to the right side. Looking into the middle for MHMA is going to be Lucy. They'll bring it out topside, Audrey. 3:40 to go in the third. MHMA working the perimeter against the Tiger 2-3. Here's Folsom inside. The ball stripped out of her hands, knocked out of bounds. Nice defensive play by Atchison County's Emma Stevens. Audrey Hill again looking to do the inbound work. She lobs it in. It's going to be batted around, knocked out of Phoebe's hands, but it's going to be saved. Big collision in the lane. No, Audrey goes up. Oh, I can't get it. Rebounding it down. ACCHS. And now a double team down to the baseline. Atchison County's able to pull the ball free, get into the forecourt, bring it down the right side. The drive at the baseline. The double team there. The feed to Martin. She'll kick it across. The jump shot up and off the rim. 2-3 times and good. The bucket is going to be up and in, and Emma Stevens has four of the Tigers' five with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. It's down 47-5. 2:40 and rolling to go to the end of the third quarter. The skip to the left block. Folsom down, shoots, gets it off the Winterman, scores. How about there's Caitlin? She's got five in this quarter with her team enjoying a 4-point lead. 49-5. 2 minutes and 20. We're zipping right along here in the third quarter. The clock is kind. Turnaround shot from 15 for Madison Martin. It's good. 49-7. We're at the 2 minute mark. Lob all the way across the left side to Huntley, to Hill, to Folsom. She's at the free throw line, puts on the floor one time, steps in, kicks it back to the right side. The shot partially deflected. Martin is going to rebound it down, puts it on the floor one time, and a little bounce pass over to the left edge as Lucy Kymick will come into the forecourt. Lucy with the right hand dribble, jumps into the left side to Folsom. She'll launch one. It's off the window. No. Rebound tipped around. Pull back down by the Tigers. Now a double team in the middle and fighting for the basketball. We're going to get a jump ball call position. Atchison County. Quickly. Markhillman Academy runs its two leading scorers back into the game as Capri Keckner and Hannah Cody re-enter with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. The Tigers have scored four in this quarter. Coach Newell will get his starters back out on the floor. Here's a quick three for Atchison County. It's rolling, and it rolls out no good. Rebounding it down, MHMA. Keckner launches it for Cody. That was it. A little bit long, kind of hit some of that Brett Favre on it. She launched it the length and a little bit more of the court that she had remaining. Here's a Tiger three to the left side. It's a bit wide. Rebound. Here are the Ravens. Up the floor, right side. Audrey will have it on top. In the last minute now of the third, here's Cody. Two-handed overhead pass. Slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Good hustle by Cadiz Fultz for Atchison County to get a hand on that and deflect it out of play. Inbound, it comes out on top to Phoebe. Here's Hannah, drops the shoulder, drives in, kicks it back. Audrey goes, won't get it. Rebound, Folsom has it. Follow shot, missed it. gets your own rebound, follow shot, bouncing, missed it. Rebound out of bounds, and they're going to say Raven basketball. Going to have to bring it in quickly. The shot is up and good for three, and I'm going to give that to Folsom, and they wanted to stop the play and couldn't, and that is going to get us to the end of the third quarter. We're going to get a timeout going to the fourth in Effingham, Kansas, Moore Hillman Academy, 52, Tiger 7.
Electrical issues aren't just frustrating. They can be risky and costly if you try to tackle them yourself. Turn to the experts at Gerber Electric and let their professionals handle it safely and efficiently. From residential and commercial work to industrial projects, Gerber Electric has you covered 24/7 for emergencies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, giving you total confidence in the team you trust. Gerber Electric, where quality work is more than a service. It's a tradition. Call 913-367-2731 anytime.
Well, what we do need is a little more cowbell here tonight in this first game. Welcome back, everybody, with this game going to the fourth quarter. It is a 52-7 lead for the visitors from Mart Hill Mountain Academy. Welcome back. Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio, handling all the tough stuff. Tom Counts having all the fun here in the gymnasium. Waves will be putting a ball in play from midcourt. Tigers are going to set up in a 2-3. Here's Cody with it. Cross court it goes to Audrey. Audrey takes it to the free throw line. Back to Hannah. Little juke move that nobody bought. Here's a shot by Phoebe. Nope. Rebound is out of play. It is Tiger basketball. So, after a 40-point first half, MHMA knocks down a dozen more in the third quarter, and Caitlin Folsom is now in double figures also with 11. She got 8 in that quarter. 8 of her team's 12. And we've got 7:20 left in this contest. The Ravens so far have gone 7 deep in the roster. Here's a drive across, the feed left, the 3, no. Rebound followed and in. Heckner's at 20. It is 54-7. And we're a minute in quarter 4. Holding a ball up high, feed over the left side, stolen away by MHMA. Lucy Bradfield getting set to come back in. Megan Hundley, a couple of starters getting set to come back in for Coach Knoll with 6.5 to play in the game. Here's Audrey. Ah, doesn't get it. Gets her own rebound. She follows it up. Doesn't get it. This time the board is going to be taken away by Cadiz Fultz, and the Tigers will come up floor with it. Fultz will drive down, goes in, gets knocked to the floor. Ooh, that's like a WWE move. She gets body slammed. The foul is going to be on Kempner with 6:15, 14, 13 to go in a game. And coming to the free throw line will come ACCHS and Cadiz Fultz. Cadiz looking to get on the board here tonight. And this one, no. And the Ravens will bring back in starter Lucy Bradfield, bring back in starter Megan Hundley. And we're going to get a new player in. So now the Ravens have gone 8 deep on the roster, and it'll be Ava Trevino, the senior for MHMA, getting her first PT here tonight. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Megan Hundley. Here come the Lady Ravens with 5.5 to go in the ball game. Hundley will bring it up, swings it over to the left side. Trevino back up to Hundley. Right side Hill. The feed into the lane. The kick out. Lots of bumping and lots of contact. Here's Audrey. Goes in. Goes up. Shot rejected, but she's come to the line for a couple of free throws and dances her way to the free throw line. 5 minutes left. The foul is going to be on the Tigers, and don't have her in the book yet. That would be Ashley Trishel. So Ashley Trishel, sophomore. The free throw, oh, it won't go in. So Audrey continues to seek her first point tonight. One more shot coming up her hill. She spins it, puts it back down on the floor a couple of times again on the second one. Also, will not quite drop. Rebound being tussled for her, and we get a jump ball call. This time it will belong to the Tigers. ACCHS is going to get freshman Allison Drimmel in there. 4 minutes to go in the game. Going to be put in play from deep in the backcourt for Atchison County by Aubrey Wiedmeyer. Gliding up Lucy Kiming. Sophomore, freshman, some of the young players getting in. Here's a feed over to the left block, turning around in traffic. A high arcing shot. No. And a rebound. They're going to say it hits the top of the backboard. That's a correct and accurate call by the officials. So he will come back again to MHMA. So you've got Bradfield out there with Phoebe. You've got, what else do we have out here on the floor? We've got Hundley, Trevino, and Hill. 3:20 to go. So the Ravens still with some couple of starters out there. The feed to the block, a shot deflected, and we will have a Tiger foul called. We'll be inside 3 minutes when the free throws are assessed. And coming to the line, as that is the first, or no, the second. No, is that the first foul by Emma? It is. Emma Stevens picking up a foul. We're inside 3 minutes. I ended up the free throw. Great form, but didn't go in. Lucy Bradfield continues to look for her first point of the game. She is the lone starter for the Lady Ravens not to have scored. And by the way, there is no scoring from the Raven bench. Second free throw, also unsuccessful. And a rebound pulled down by Phoebe. It's on the floor. Bradfield picks it up. She's underneath, and they'll say no. They're going to wave it off. Let's see what the infraction is. The official comes over here. There's a hold by the Tigers. It'll be Emma Stevens, and with 2:15 to go in the ball game, it'll be Raven basketball. All of the Raven points have come from four starters. No bench scoring in the game tonight. Here's Hundley with the ball, changes hands on the dribble. She crosses. Trevino back over to the right side to Hill, surrounded by three defenders, and the ball is going to be pulled out of her hands and taken away. Up the court with it is going to come Emma Stevens. Emma starts right, drives left, coast to coast, goes into the lane, shoots it off the backboard, no good. Rebound down to Phoebe. Keckner will come down to the board. She'll hand it over to Megan Hundley. With a minute 45 to go. Down to the baseline. Trevino launches in. Hits. How about that? Throws both arms in the air in jubilation as she makes her way to the other end of the floor. Trevino for three. She is the first bench scorer for the Ravens tonight. It is 57-7 with a minute and a half to go. Bounce pass into the middle. Stolen. Here comes Hundley. She's all alone. Nobody on that half of the court with her, and we'll lay it up and in. So the bucket by Megan Hundley gives her eight. That is her first point of the second half, and it's 59-7. We've got 75 seconds left in the ballgame. Wait a minute. Some substitutions coming in for the Ravens. Look out here. Let's see who we've got. We've got Macy Mullins-Clater, who has entered the game with 75 seconds left. And we've also got, who else? Leah Green has come in. 1 minute to play. Tigers have the ball. Trevino has it right side. Feed in the middle. Stolen away. Here come the Ravens. Racing up the floor. Leah, she'll drive. She'll shoot. She won't hit it. And a rebound. Scrummed for. The official calls a jump ball. The possession arrow is to Morehill Mount Academy. 40 seconds. 39 seconds. They're going to get to 60. They're going to have to get that ball in. Looking it in is Hill. She feeds it. The shot. Wide right. Rebound. Tigers. ACCHS. Hoping to get to double digits. Here's Allison Drimmel. Top side it'll go to Lucy. Swings it around to the right. The feed in the middle. Batted away. Ball knocked free. Save of the Ravens. Here comes Trevino. She'll drive all the way to the other end of the floor. Gets a little bump from behind it. She's coming to the line for a couple of free throws. That's a diligent official calling that foul. But they will stop the clock with a second to go to allow the free throws to be taken. And now the official throws the ball away and says, let's go. That is a real official right there. That is how the game is should be done, and that is going to bring us to the final score tonight. MHMA 59, ACCHS 7, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. Ladies game in a book, and quickly recap the scoring for you for Atchison County. Emma Stevens, Madison Martin doing the scoring for Far Hillman Academy. Double figures for Capri Keckner and Hannah Cody and Caitlin Folsom. 8 for Megan Huntley and Ava Trevino with 3. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. And we'll be back. Game 2 coming up shortly. Final score to first one, 59-7. Far Hillman Academy wins it. And right now, though, before the guys' game, we're kicking it back to the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, take it away for a bit, please.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.